Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Jay Skills, Juju Gotti, and Big Jerv. We got a great show for you guys today. Patreon.com/CountTheDings. That's where you get all the extra content. The live watch-alongs with Cinephobe. We're doing Action Jackson on Monday, December 4th, if you're listening to this as this podcast release. You get the special edition Cinephobe episodes. You get the OG podcast. You get the Discord. You got so much more. Make sure you locked in. Patreon.com/CountTheDings. It is well worth your while. And now, let's get started.
Hey, so I'm looking at the sleeper standings. Mm-hmm. Palm Tree P is at 11-1.
Okay.
Quincy Chad, 7-5 at number 4.
Shout out to Quincy Chad.
The leader of our group, Team Juju Gotti, 6-6 at 6. Okay. Jerv and the Jervets, 5-7.
Ooh, this will be different after this week. Trust me.
Yeah, team Fieldsburg, 4-8 at 10. And at 11, pick 6, Trayvon, 3-9.
We win the playoffs.
For the record, I mean, there's only 12 people in the league, just to let you know. So with 11, it means he's really shit. Like, just want to let you know.
Well, I knew by the record, 3-9.
Okay.
That gave it away. When do the playoffs start? What week?
2 weeks. This week and the next week.
I gotta win really bad, bro. Because like if Jason loses and I win, then I get – wait, no, Jason, you beat me, right?
I think I beat you, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you still – we might be a tie.
Yeah,
depending on points, but I'm pulling for these last. Because what if I get an upset? That's the thing I got to look for. If I can get an upset, because I'm destined right
every
now.
Team, hold on, does every team make it to the playoffs?
No,
hell no, nah.
We ain't making it.
I mean, for the record, because
I'm making it.
Ten teams make the playoffs.
5-5, I think, on the thing. I got to look at
No, good brother. That other bracket you saw was what they call the consolation bracket, my G. I hope to not be in attendance. You know what I'm saying? I'm not accepting that invite.
Bro, my team is so trash, bro. Like, it's been trash for the past, like, 5 weeks in a row. I don't know how I'm making it this far. I'm a waiver wire warrior. That's the only thing that's been happening, bro.
All right, so I have a potential playoff bracket in front of us. Palm Tree okay. P has a bye. Quincy Chad versus G Bishop. Sandman gets a bye. Juju Gotti versus Jay Palmer.
So Jarvis out.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out as of right now. Oh, by the time this episode comes out, I will be in that six. I promise you.
So we
good over here, baby.
We're out of the winner's bracket. We're playing for the loser. This is for us. It's the toilet bowl right now. We're playing for the toilet bowl, right? No, it's literally called the toilet bowl, right? So Jeremy CS, he gets a bye. Cousin Bruce versus Jerv, first round, right there. Me, it says I have a bye for the moment, but Jason is playing against Maze, whoever M-A-Z-E is. And then if Jason beats Maze, he plays me in the second round.
Hmm. Listen.
So yes, everybody makes it, but it's a toilet bowl and it's a bowl that actually matters.
Yeah. See, I'm not even letting you get that off, bro. We don't care about that toilet bowl shit, bro. Oh, bro. We're not about, because you know you in that, Joe. We're not about to big up the toilet bowl so we can talk about that shit. No, sir.
Once the regular season is over,
my season is done. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's over for y'all. That's why I was saying y'all should have traded me a player, bro. Nobody in this league traded me one damn time, bro. Except for Trey. You traded me for the first week of the league. But it was some bullshit. Cam Akers for a goddamn tight end. Some shit that never mattered, not one time.
But like, I took the trade. I can't.
Shame on all of y'all. Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves.
Hey, Amin, first of all, Amin, as the commissioner, was not about to let you have multiple trades with me. That's some Lakers fucking Memphis shit.
That is not a real sentence you just said. You could have traded me. I was giving you reasonable trades. I was trying to trade you Patrick Mahomes for Devontae Adams, straight up. That was, and looking back, that's a better trade for you.
That was definitely a better trade. I think Devontae Adams came off like a 47-point night one night, and I was like, nah, he gonna have a good thing, and it never happened.
I love it. And now look at
me.
Now look at me.
No, but listen, despite that, Jerv, I don't want to hear that shit. Juju, you're playing for something. You're holding it down for us, bro, against the regular niggas that's actually winning. But y'all don't try to duck this shit and say season over, nigga, because
my season's not over, bro. I'm mathematically alive. You don't have an asterisk next to your name already?
No, you're in the toilet bowl, nigga. Did you not hear that?
I understand that, my nigga, but I'm fighting for a playoff berth. You are solidified damn near a top two pick in next year's draft, however that goes. I am still fighting. I'm fighting for my life. Okay, and you are not going to bring that Juju over here, my nigga. No pun intended.
Hey, no, find another word. Don't use my dog Juju name like that.
Look, don't try. You do a lot of this curving, my guy. Like I see how you operate.
I want to take the opportunity to be rude a little bit, and I just want to come at one of my brothers right quick because I'm so embarrassed. Even like, shame on Jason for this season he had on fantasy football. Your team was mud from the beginning. I tried to throw you some trades. You ain't never hit the waiver wire. You ain't never hit the day. Like, brother, your team was so trash. I just want to shame you on. I just want to let the people know that you ain't.
I'm still better than Trey though. I got more wins than Trey, and I almost hit Palm Tree P. I was one point away from beating Palm Tree P. If you go look at the game. Like, look at the game, Juju, before you start coming for me, brother.
I'm just telling you what the street's saying, bro. That's what I walk to the grocery store every day, people telling me, hey, bro, how Jason Lee doing? I'm like, hey, man.
Saying a nigga better than me in fantasy football, I ain't saying much because I didn't come in with the expectations of winning anything.
You see how they do? I mean, you see this? You see this? All you gotta do is spin records, bro. That's all you gotta do, okay? Okay, you all out here trying to, saying that you have a better record than me. I mean, what do I know? You know, I'm just a podcaster. Like, I don't know fantasy. Like, come on, we're not getting all that off, bro. Because you're trashing the fantasy basketball joint too, right? Well,
I'm Dookie as hell, and
that's I'm gonna bring that up too, because a lot of y'all niggas is real slacking over there, and I don't care that you don't want to. You signed up. I'm slapping you. That's all. I don't want to hear. Oh, I don't check this and I don't check. I'm slapping you.
I don't even understand how to play the league we in.
No, Jason, don't. I don't, Jason, me no roll, but you don't understand, Jason. Me and Trey talked about that shit for like 30 minutes with you on the pod. All you had to do was go read the instructions. You are just rebelling against the system right now, and you refuse. So, no, me no roll. Dog, six orders of me no rolls for Jason right there.
All I know is I'm in the top five in two of my other leagues. You know what I'm saying? League where,
here you go.
What's the Vince McMahon job?
Where I paid to play. You know what I'm saying? I'm number two in one. I'm number five in another. So, you know, I'm focused on my money league right now. You know,
respectfully, nobody give a fuck about that shit. respectfully.
And I'm out here fighting for my life. I mean, niggas coming at me from every which way.
Bro, what last place got to do again, bro? Last place got to do something.
Yeah, we haven't figured it out.
We haven't decided yet.
No, yo, hey, yo. Oh,
well, you got one more week, my guy, because that last place shit about to be real.
Wait, why are we scrapping the toilet bowl?
The toilet bowl don't count. The last place shit is for the regular. Come on.
Regular season.
No, wait, hold on. Wouldn't last place be the nigga that's last place after the toilet bowl?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It says it. Look at Jerv. He don't want to be a part of the toilet.
All right. That's cool. All right. Whatever. Listen, you want to fall for this play right here, me? Go ahead. You the commissioner. I'm not rolling on this one either.
I'm not being a tyrant. I'm asking the question. Like,
wouldn't hell no. The nigga that got in there
after all. Because don't the records keep adding up though afterward?
Yes.
No. Yeah. No.
The records doesn't change.
The record doesn't change.
When you get to the playoffs, it's just like playoffs in real life. There's no records. It's not
like March Madness where
you don't want to play in the NIT. I get it. Yeah. It's cool.
I'll play in the NIT if I so have to, but I know one thing, my ass is not going to be up for fucking coming in last place because I didn't get slapped all year long. The nigga that got slapped deserves the last place shit. Hey,
it's a one-game season. It's a one-game season. That's what makes it exciting.
This is not the NIT, bro. This the
really trying to make it to CFP.
Last place got a what Trey black belt and those shoes he had on last week.
But it's gonna be Trey, so you can't. That's not a punishment,
right? Take a picture in it, bro.
That nigga's shoes had
to post it on your Instagram. Whoever last turtle. Place, Abby, no comments, Abby. No explanation. Just you.
Nigga's shoe
look
like this. Nigga's shoe look like this. One with the toes and then the rest of the toes.
Matter of fact, and I scrapped that. Last place got to do a photo shoot on some railroad tracks like this with their hands in their
That nigga sit on some railroad tracks.
Nah. You tell you what?
Exactly like the high school senior picture.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance. to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, Noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Last topic before we get up out of here. Fat Joe, he says 95% of his raps is a lie.
I know a lot of people are like, oh, no. I'm going to say this. Maybe 95% is a little high. But that nigga shit is mostly non-factual. Starting with a story that came out this week that I thought everybody knew until I saw how everyone reacted. His name is Joey Crack, not because he sells a lot of crack, but because when he was a kid, his pants was always falling down and his ass crack was showing. And the niggas called him Joey Crack. And that, ladies and gentlemen.
He should have been a plumber, dog.
Dog. First of all, that's a way more believable story than anything else. That was a great dad joke there, Trey. But second of all, that's a story that I heard legit like 20 years ago. So I know that shit is true because there's no way a lie someone made up 20 years ago could come back around and resurface.
So that's impossible for you to hear the same lie twice.
Nah, impossible. But the other thing, Juju, if you want to prove me, lie to me right now and then wait 20 years and then do the same lie. Cool. I'll believe it.
I like that sweater.
Hey, so do I, nigga. this is my No Limit Soldier shit, man. Shit, nigga got camo and shit.
Camo college hoodie is sick.
Yeah, man.
Did you go to the bookstore for that?
I bought that shit online, nigga. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Nigga said the bookstore.
I mean, nigga, that's where you buy the merch, nigga.
On campus, he mean like bookstore. On campus and shit. Yo, but my point is this: it's like. Most of these rappers are lying. Like, I didn't know this was some shit that would shock y'all. Most of them are lying. Now, every once in a while, you get a like the nigga fucking Bobby Shmurda, where the niggas is like detailing shit, blow by blow. Hey, like, yeah, that happened.
But also, I mean, the niggas that don't lie, be in jail or die.
Yeah, like fucking.
Because they go too Mitch hard.
Mitch got a body like a week ago, and guess what? Nigga was in jail the next week. But you know what I'm saying? Like.
Nigga hear that like, shit and be like, yo, he really did that shit. Oh, shit.
Niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think fucking Jay-Z lost fucking 92 bricks? Come on, man.
Jared really believed that, though.
The streets.
Jared, listen, really I'm not getting all that because, again, what you're not going to do is that. We're not doing that. We're not doing
but
Fat
what?
Joe, I'm shocked.
Hey, that's what Jared wanted Gail to ask Jay-Z in the interview, Trey.
Okay, I see what this is. Really all right, go ahead. Get your shit off.
Nigga, you called Gail King a bad fucking interviewer because she didn't ask.
I did.
She didn't ask about what happened with Memphis Bleek. And fucking
that's actually not why. Right. Thank you for revealing my group chat. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. But no, that's not why I said it. I said it because I felt like she fanned out a lot in the interview.
Nigga, what would you do? Oh my
God. I'm not fucking an interviewer.
No.
I seen a meme where the nigga was like, after eating dinner with Jay-Z, turning down to 50K and going to work the next morning, I thought of Jerv. Because he would have turned down the bread, bro.
For sure.
Go fucking eat with Jay. What an album lyric.
So this is what
I'm
we doing. This is what he's doing because I didn't want to participate in the toilet bowl. So now he's trying to get his jokes off on me now. It's okay. Go ahead. You got it.
No, Jerv, it's okay.
Bro, I think Fat Joe is a good liar, bro. Like, it's a good lie. Like, you want to tell the kids right now, you want to clean your image up. I used to be the Joey Crack, the lie I made up back in the day. Yeah, I'm gonna bring that back because I told enough people that already, even the mean know that one. So I'm gonna bring that back. And when people can't say this about me, I'm gonna say, and every word I was saying was a lie. Weak. Like, come on, bro. What we doing,
another great lie.
Cocaine, man.
Another great lie told by
I will say, I do treat, like, in the words of Hov, it's only entertainment. I don't take it too serious and too literal where I want niggas to be really proven that they can kill niggas and all this other shit. It's great storytelling, bro. Like, Rick Ross got manifestation raps, right? That nigga be saying some shit that don't even be existing sometimes. Yeah,
Let me say this shit sound good over a beat. It sounds good over a Justice League beat.
So I don't care.
Let me say this shit real quick. If Fifth hadn't exposed that nigga, y'all niggas would still be believing this nigga was moving mad weight. If Fifth hadn't put him out there, like,
are you talking about the CO shit? I would say no because I know the real Rick Ross.
I was gonna say I don't believe none of these niggas to keep it funky with y'all. Like, I don't believe not a narrow
niggas
one
doing hand to hands and shit. Like, they become fucking kids.
The only thing I believe is 50 Cent when he said he got shot. Because nigga, we know you got shot. Everything else, for all intents and purposes, is a lie. When these niggas be saying they be doing drugs.
I don't know, man. The Detroit nigga.
I believe they be doing these drugs. Some of them.
Even Future, bro. Like, Future be.
That nigga said he took 56 Xannies, though. That's OD.
That's what I'm saying. Like, exactly, bro. All this shit be a lie. Like, what you mean? Like, so.
I ain't gonna lie. My feelings would be hurt if Snoop didn't really. Well, like, think about if Snoop rap. Like, did Dr. Dre actually. Well, Dr. Dre did smoke the chronic, bro. He did smoke chronic.
But
bro. I would be.
A cop. That's a lie, but it's a great rapper.
No, But yeah, like, Dr. Dre got mad shit, like, when the motherfuckers talking about, when they were in NWA talking about doing this shit, they can do that shit. Like, the only gangster in the group was fucking E. Easy, everybody else is some regular niggas, man.
Right. CB4 is great, bro.
Even Pusha T, your favorite, Jerv. Most of that shit is a lie. 98% of the shit that he said in the song.
Look at Jerv. Look at Jerv.
It's a clever lyric.
You're telling this nigga that Santa doesn't exist right now.
No, I mean,
I wish we had a zoom in feature, bro. I was just zooming in when that nigga was hearing
I always wait for people to bring up Fat Joe and Pusha T. And respectfully, I'd be like, oh, I hear you. I'm not saying everything them niggas say or said is a lie, but I'm not going to say I know or I don't, but I'm going to just say I believe.
You believe what? In Jesus?
My boy just said a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I know of or heard of or whatever the fuck. I don't know shit. But God, motherfuckers, like, yo, some of the shit them is real. Like, some. I'm not saying everything. Like, y'all niggas smoking crack.
The nigga's saying,
"Who's smoking crack?"
Let me translate what Jerv is trying to say.
I'm not trying to say anything, but I'm trying to say something.
I'm saying this is what Jerv is saying. Jerv is saying, "I attended an institution of higher learning in the Virginia area, and so rumors of the escapades of certain individuals from that area has been confirmed by me or people that I frequent with."
Not me. Or people I frequent with, but and not saying it has, but I'm just saying it may or may not have.
But bro, the amount of shit that this nigga Pusha T says about moving boatloads of
that is rap. Like, that is the exaggeration of rap.
That's my point, Jervis.
Like, I mean, everybody does that.
Niggas do hand to hand shit and then end up talking about like
act like
drug kingpins.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, all right, so you sold a little blow, man. Who
man, how y'all know that man ain't so old, man?
Among us.
That man might be getting him out the box right now, for all we know.
Hey, man, I don't know shit.
I don't know.
Just because he wears weak-ass Pumas don't mean he ain't, you know what I mean?
And I think it's in everybody's best interest, and that's why I like what Fat Joe said, why I agree with your, you know, position, Juju, is like, if it's a lie or the truth, it's best to... You know,
right. It doesn't. Or yeah,
gonna be like, yeah, what? Man, it's a crazy exaggeration. That nigga Jason, right on the money.
But you know, it's crazy. It's like it doesn't, like, from a music standpoint, it doesn't matter.
And that's what Rick Ross ultimately proved. He's like, why does it matter if it happened or not? I'm putting the words together in a way that's creative, that's fucking dope, that's on a dope beat or whatever. You enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck do you? Nobody goes to watch goddamn a movie and be like, man, that nigga really go back in time and shit. Like, you know, they were just like, oh, back to the future, that's it. Like, this nigga Michael J. Fox.
That nigga was in his neighborhood the whole time. He just went around the corner.
That shit was a cardboard box.
This obsession that people have, like, but that, like, that's kind of like the shit I be seeing on Instagram. All these little videos, pranks. Oh, this watch this person lose their shit in a mall. I'm like, I don't believe any of this shit is real. But like, I don't have to, like, cause I understand. Like, no, these niggas are just doing a skit to make us laugh or make us share that shit, and that's cool.
I was going to say, in the words of Jade Hoy, stage social media event.
Yeah, man. Like, why you got to be real? Motherfuckers will swear. No, that shit really happened, man. You could tell. Look at this lady, how she looking at them. That shit is real. I'm like, fuck, man.
Yo, if a nigga got to go that hard, I'm going to be like, yo, you got it. Yep, it's real, my nigga.
Yeah, man.
That's way too much to be explaining, bro.
Niggas be believing in Santa Claus. That's all it is.
Still.
With 92 bricks in the sleigh.
Santa?
Yeah. Santa had 92 bricks in the sleigh, man.
Sick dog.
Oh, shit. Mm-mm. Hungry as hell. What we got? What else we got?
That was it.
We good? That was it.
That was it.
All right. That's going to do it for us today. Remember, patreon.com/countthethings. Make sure you're tapped in, getting all that extra content for Black Trey, for Jason Madison, for Juju Gotti, for John Gervais. I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black. Go GT! Fuck Georgia.
Ready to revolutionize your customer experience? Then look no further than NICE, the global leader in cloud CX software for self-service and agent-assisted customer interactions. Imagine achieving lightning-fast customer resolutions, all thanks to the power of unlimited scalability and flexibility of one complete cloud CX solution. With NICE's cutting-edge CXone platform, you can join thousands of organizations around the globe who are already transforming customer experience in the cloud. Now that's a pretty good company. But NICE is more than just a robust cloud CX platform. Its dedication to continuous innovation ensures that you stay ahead of the competition. With NICE and CXone, it's never been easier to create exceptional customer experiences. Get started by visiting NICE.com. Explore the world's most complete cloud-native customer experience platform, CXone. Visit NICE.com. NICE, cloud-powered CX at scale. Ready to revolutionize your customer experience? Then look no further than NICE, the global leader in cloud CX software for self-service and agent-assisted customer interactions. Imagine achieving lightning-fast customer resolutions, all thanks to the power of unlimited scalability and flexibility of one complete cloud CX solution. With NICE's cutting-edge CXone platform, you can join thousands of organizations around the globe who are already transforming customer experience in the cloud. Now that's a pretty good company. But NICE is more than just a robust cloud CX platform. Its dedication to continuous innovation ensures that you stay ahead of the competition. With NICE and CXone, it's never been easier to create exceptional customer experiences. Get started by visiting NICE.com. Explore the world's most complete cloud-native customer experience platform, CXone. Visit NICE.com. NICE, cloud-powered CX at scale. Ready to revolutionize your customer experience? Then look no further than NICE, the global leader in cloud CX software for self-service and agent-assisted customer interactions. Imagine achieving lightning-fast customer resolutions, all thanks to the power of unlimited scalability and flexibility of one complete cloud CX solution. With NICE's cutting-edge CXone platform, you can join thousands of organizations around the globe who are already transforming customer experience experience in the cloud. Now that's a pretty good company. But NICE is more than just a robust cloud CX platform. Its dedication to continuous innovation ensures that you stay ahead of the competition. With NICE and CXone, it's never been easier to create exceptional customer experiences. Get started by visiting NICE.com. Explore the world's most complete cloud-native customer experience platform, CXone. Visit NICE.com. NICE, cloud-powered CX at scale. Ready to revolutionize your customer experience? Then look no further than NICE, the global leader in cloud CX software for self-service and agent-assisted customer interactions. Imagine achieving lightning-fast customer resolutions, all thanks to the power of unlimited scalability and flexibility of one complete cloud CX solution. With NICE's cutting-edge CXone platform, you can join thousands of organizations around the globe who are already transforming customer experience in the cloud. Now that's a pretty good company. But NICE is more than just a robust cloud CX platform. Its dedication to continuous innovation ensures that you stay ahead of the competition. With NICE and CXone, it's never been easier to create exceptional customer experiences. Get started by visiting NICE.com. Explore the world's most complete cloud-native customer experience platform, CXone. Visit NICE.com. NICE, cloud-powered CX at scale.